welcome back to the I'm Moving to Italy podcast. This is Nathan Heinrich, and I would like to welcome you back to Season 3, Episode 18. I'd like to start by wishing a very happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are listening. Buona festa della mamma. Happy Mother's Day from Italy. Today is going to be another really great episode. I have so many things to share with you in this episode. I'm so excited about it. One of the things that I'm most excited to share with you is the fact that in the past week, I had my first two one-on-one coaching sessions for Italian language with Vera and Irene from Chicche Language. You met them in last week's episode, episode 17. If for some reason you haven't listened to that episode yet, I highly recommend that you go listen to that first and then come back and listen to this episode. I have several really exciting things I'd like to share with you before we jump into the main part of the episode. First thing I'd like to share with you, and some of you may already realize this if you've been watching social media over the past week, I'm very excited to say that the All Roads Lead to Italy online shop is now live. And so you can go to either one of the websites. You can go to imovingtoitaly.com, or you can go to allroadsleadtoitaly.com. And on both of those websites, there is a page in the menu called Market. Just click on the Market. It'll take you to a link that directs you directly into the online store. I, of course, got a little carried away because I started having too much fun designing products. And I had many of you asking, you know, when are you going to release some merchandise? When are you going to release some things to sell? And I was just like, I just kept feeling like I wasn't quite there. And again, I'm really glad I waited because I feel like some of the best things that I came up with, the things that I like the best, and I hope you will too, were created within the past month. And so I think I created at least 8 collections. I didn't even think I was going to have collections, but you know, you start designing things and then you start realizing, okay, well, all this chow stuff goes into one collection and the I'm Moving to Italy collection goes into another spot. And then there's the Salute. And then there's the All Roads Lead to Italy. And then there's the Italy or Bust, one of my favorite collections. And there's just multiple. I'm not going to give them all away. I want you to go to the site and check them out. Excited to hear what you think. And so there's a lot of different products and sizes and shapes and colors for hopefully everybody's taste. It's not really my personality to want to sell things to people. In my design business, when I was designing events and doing design projects, most of the jobs that I would get were referral jobs because I was referred by somebody. So I never had to go about trying to really market myself or sell myself because people were coming to me, which was so nice. And I was grateful for that because it kept me from having to do something that kind of goes against the grain of my personality, which is selling things. There's certainly no pressure to buy any merchandise. I'd be thrilled if you did, and hopefully there's something there that speaks to you and that you really like, but there's no pressure to buy merchandise. You may not be a merchandise kind of person, and that's perfectly okay. I understand that. But if you are, check out the tote bags and the shirts and the hats and all the kind of exciting different things that I've got. Now, something else I'm really excited to share with you is many of you have told me how much you really appreciate every week reading Real News from Italy. I spend about 2 days every week researching and translating, writing. Everything is written in my own words. I'm not just taking information from that someone else wrote and translated. I'm literally watching news stories, reading the newspapers, Italian newspapers here, and I am transforming that into news that I believe is relevant for you. You who are interested in things about Italy. You know, you who maybe are planning a move to Italy, or you just love Italy because you're Italian by heritage, or maybe you just come to Italy every year and you have friends here. Whatever your reason for loving Italy and wanting to be kept up to date on reliable news in English about Italy, I'm very happy to be able to provide a source for that. And many of you have reached out and said, Nathan, we really appreciate it so much, but we really kind of feel bad getting this for free. How can we support you? Well, first of all, I'm so honored and so humbled that you would suggest that you'd like to support the efforts. And so for those of you who aren't interested in buying merchandise, or maybe you want to buy merchandise and you'd like to support the newspaper, Real News from Italy, as well, totally fine. I would gratefully accept your support. So what I've added to the All Roads Lead to Italy store is a subscription to the newspaper. Now, it is a voluntary subscription, and it's not something that you're required to pay. I'm going to do my best to keep the newspaper free for as many people for as long as possible, as long as I can. I know I'm going to get much busier in the future, but I am committed to doing this newspaper every week for the foreseeable future. It's something that I feel like informs me about what's going on here in Italy. And so the more I know about what's happening in Italy by really digging into the news in Italy and really, really researching what's happening here, I can be better informed in sharing that information with you on the podcast. And in the newspaper itself, just being able to offer that, I think, is a great resource to you. But I really do want to keep it free for as long as I possibly can. And I can keep it free if I get enough people willing to subscribe to it. In the future, there are different ways to have it continue to be free, but then you'd have to add ads to the newspaper. And then that kind of makes the newspaper look less clean. It kind of junks it up a little bit. I really hate reading things with ads in them. If I'm going to read an article, I really appreciate it if the article is just the article and not have all these flashing digital ads popping up all over the place. It's so distracting and it kind of irritates you. You know, I feel like we already spend too much time on our phones, and there's too much constant stimulus and irritation to have to deal with online ads while you're reading a newspaper article about Italy. But anyway, so if you'd like to subscribe, I have set a price for each weekly issue at $2.13. Now, 213 is my favorite number. It happens to also be my birthday. It's a number that has a lot of special meaning to me in other ways. I'll have to tell you sometime about the number 213 and what it means. But anyway, so if you're like, why in the world did he choose the number 213 as the price of his weekly newspaper edition? It's just a personal quirk. And I just love that number. And so I felt like the number is also a very reasonable price. It's not extreme. There are three different options for subscribing to the newspaper. You can subscribe for a per issue subscription. That means that you'll be charged each week $2.13. And then there's a monthly subscription. So you'll be charged each month about $8 per month. And then there's a yearly subscription. When you subscribe to the monthly or the yearly program, you end up paying quite a bit less. You save about 20%. So anyway, I'd be thrilled if you subscribed to the newspaper and showed your support for the weekly newspaper, Real News from Italy, by subscribing on a weekly, monthly, or yearly basis. I would really appreciate that. And that would do a lot towards keeping the newspaper ad-free for as long as I do it. So anyway, thank you for doing that. One of the reasons why I'm not making the subscription to Real News from Italy mandatory at this point is because when I lived in New York, one of my favorite things to do was go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art on Fifth Avenue, right in Central Park. For those of you who have visited New York and been there, you know what I'm talking about. Most people just refer to it as the Met, and that's where they have the Met Gala every year, the Met Ball, which they just had. They always have that in May. And so one of the things I really, really admired about the Met was the ticket prices were what you could afford to pay. If you were a poor college student and you only had 50 cents in your pocket, you can walk through the Met and look at the incredible art. You just pay a dollar to get in if you wanted. You could pay $20. You could pay $50 if you were a person of means, but you were able to get in and appreciate the art with everyone else, no matter what you were willing to pay. So for the moment, as long as possible, I'm going to keep the subscriptions to Real News from Italy voluntary. And if you can afford to subscribe and to support, then that's fantastic. If you aren't in a place where you can do that, don't feel bad about reading and enjoying the articles. It's my pleasure to share them with you. So anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing what you think. So go check out the All Roads Lead to Italy online store. It is, again, available through either one of the websites, allroadsleadtoitaly.com, and go to the market menu option. And the same thing with imovingtoitaly.com. You can go to the market menu page on that website, and you will be directed to the online store. So go and have fun shopping, and I'm excited to see what you like the most. I'm excited to have some of you subscribe to the newspaper, and I'm just grateful to be able to finally share this with you. It's been a labor of love, so thank you so much for your patience, and thank you for your purchases and your support. I am very grateful. All right, let's get into today's episode. I am going to be sharing with you two excerpts from the coaching sessions I had with Vera and Irene from Kike Language. So this week I had first my language assessment that I did with Vera. And what we did was for 30 minutes, we just talked. Now I'm not going to share the entire 30 minutes with you because that would just be too long, but I'm going to share some highlights from that. And what I did was just, I was a little nervous going into it. I'll be honest with you. I was like, man, I'm going to find out. I think I was more nervous about finding out that I was even worse. My Italian was even worse than I thought it was. And I just, you know, I've had anxiety about this whole language thing since I moved here. And I've been kind of honest with you from the beginning about how anxious I've been. And so anyway, I started the assessment with Vera, and it was so easy and it was so low pressure and enjoyable. It felt like I was just having a conversation. She made it so pleasant. As you remember in the interview, Vera speaks eight languages. Well, she studied eight languages. She's very fluent in five languages. And that means that she's gone through this process of learning languages at least eight times. And she enjoys it so much. She knows people's anxieties around language, and she knows how to approach language in a way that keeps you from feeling nervous or intimidated or anxious. And she has such a calming, lighthearted approach that you don't even realize that you're being assessed. You feel like you're just having a conversation. So that's what it felt like. So I'm going to be sharing that first, the language assessment with Vera, and where she's basically trying to find, okay, what can we focus on with Nathan? What do we need to work on most? Where is he strongest? Where does he need the most improvement in his language? And she made notes to herself. And I don't even really know what those notes are, but the great thing is I don't need to know because she's going to keep those in a file for me. So every time we have a coaching session together, she keeps a record of the progress and the things that I need to work on. And as she listens to more of my speech, she makes more notes, and then she knows how to incorporate those new things into future coaching sessions together. So I just had such a great time with Vera, and she's so delightful to work with. And so that was the first thing. The second thing I did this week was my first one-on-one language coaching that I did with Irene. She speaks three languages fluently, which is more than most people can ever dream of speaking in their lifetimes. And I'm going to be grateful if I can just speak one and a half languages, I think. But the thing that I appreciate most about Irene compared to Italian language school is when I have a question in Italian language school that I need to have explained to me, there's nobody to explain the topic or the concept or the reason why something is done. There's no one to explain it in English, which is the way I need to have it explained to me before we can move on and continue speaking in Italian. And so being able to stop and ask Irene, okay, but wait a minute, what about this? And when do I use that? And how am I supposed to say this? And then jumping back into Italian, just the ability, the freedom to occasionally be able to jump from Italian to English to ask a question or to verify something made it so, so enjoyable. So anyway, I don't want to explain too much, but I just wanted to share with you that was my experience. So now I'm going to let you listen to how both of those two one-on-one classes went. We're also going to have another kind of quick introduction for those of you who have not yet heard the first episode, season 3, episode 17, that we did last week. Okay, so here we go. This is Vera and Irene from Kike Language. By the way, you can visit their website at kikelanguage.com. And at the very end of this, where they're going to share with you something that they are going to be offering to only the listeners of this podcast. I'm really excited about that. So stay to the end of the episode because Vera and Irene are offering something very special. They're not going to be offering to anyone else but you because you are a listener of this podcast. So I feel like that was very generous. I wasn't expecting it, but it's very nice. And I think that you're going to appreciate it. So without further ado, again, here are Vera and Irene from Kike Language.
Well, welcome back, Vera and Irene. Did I get the names right this time?
Yeah.
Am I really saying them correctly? Vera, Vera or Vera?
Vera.
Vera and Irene.
Benissimo, bravo.
Perfetto.
Okay, we're getting there. Even though they're both extraordinarily busy at the moment, they are taking the time to come back for yet another episode. And I am so grateful that they're both here again. So thanks to both of you again for coming back. I want to just quickly say that last week's episode was, and last week, the podcast, which was already kind of breaking records each week, broke a big record, like almost twice as many regular viewers. So a lot of your followers from Instagram must have come and listened to your interview.
That's great.
So congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
To you.
And also, we really want to thank you because you really helped us a lot in the past 2 weeks, I would say, yeah. And you're still helping us and you will keep helping us. So we're really, really grateful. Nathan is the best.
Yeah.
Well, you're too kind. I feel like we're all helping each other, and I haven't had this much fun since I moved to Italy, to be perfectly honest. Like, it's really been inspiring for me. I've really felt like I've got to know you both. And I know I said in last week's episode, I kind of feel like I've got friends here in Italy, in Tuscany especially. And I really do. So thanks again to both of you. I really am very grateful.
Grazie a te, caro Nathan.
Grazie mille. Okay, so very quickly, I just want to point out that Vera and Irene are two extraordinarily busy people. Vera is, as we mentioned in last week's episode, she's a translator, a literary translator. Am I saying that correct?
Exactly. I translate books, mainly novels, but I only translated a few technical books, but mainly novels from English into Italian or from Spanish into Italian for some major Italian publishers.
So does that mean that you're freelance?
Yes, I am. I'm actually an author because translators are considered authors. What I write is my work, even though it's a translation, but literally translators need to change a lot. It's not like translating a contract, for example, where you have to be exactly precise, because you have to translate not just the meaning of the sentence, but also the sounds, the rhythm of the sentence. So you have to figure that out in the original language and try something and find something similar in Italian that could work. So you have to translate idioms and rhymes and the length of the sentences and the rhythm of the whole paragraph and chapter and book. And that's why I'm so tired right now.
Wow. Well, you just explained that and answered a lot of questions that I've always had about books that were written in another language. Like we were just talking before we started recording about The Alchemist, which of course was written by Paulo Coelho. I've been sharing it, doing very bad readings of that book, but that was written in Portuguese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So somebody just like you, Vera, had to take that book and basically what you're saying is kind of reauthor it into their language in a way that would say, this is what they wanted to say. Here's what my version, what I believe that person wanted to say.
Exactly. It's a big possibility because you really need to get into the head of the original author and really understand the book and really get into it and find the smallest details to turn them into Italian. So usually you first read it at least a couple of times and then try and write it and then go back and you have to remember what you wrote because you have to keep consistency also. If you wrote one word in the first chapter and then it comes back in the last one and so on. So it's fun.
I'm so impressed. So the reason we're bringing that up, not just because we wanted to kind of remind everybody what it is that you do and how great you are at languages, but also you're currently on a deadline.
Yes.
And you were just telling me yesterday that you've got, 100 pages or so left of this book you're translating?
Yeah, but I will be there.
Well, anyway, I know you're going to be there. You're a consummate expert. And as we mentioned in last week's episode, you are such a language expert that you have studied 8 languages. You speak 5, but you've had exposure to 8.
Yeah.
And you love languages so much. Not only do you do it for work as a language coach, but you're also a translator. And then you just take trips to places like Holland and the Netherlands so that you can study Dutch.
Exactly. That's what I do for fun. But I swear, I'm a fun person. It's nice to be with me. That sounds crazy. I know.
I can confirm. Yeah.
I know.
Anybody who follows your Instagram knows what a fun person you are. We have no doubts. You're both very fun, which is why we're doing this. So anyway, I just wanted to quickly thank you, even spite of the fact that you're under a deadline and you've got so much work on your plate. You've got all these Italian language students that you're coaching. You're still taking the time to do this. And so thank you. I want to just quickly thank you. And Irena, I know you're extraordinarily busy as well. Not only are you kind of still recovering from the fact that you lost your grandfather recently, which you shared in last week's episode, but you are also staying very, very busy with coaching and all of this new launch of your website that you've been really involved in and all of the work that you're doing. So you're taking the time, you're both taking the time to do this. You're really, really involved on the social media end of things. You both are, but you're also the video editor, right? For what you do?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what you're up to these days and what's keeping you busy and how everything's going with you work-wise.
I mean, this project is something in which I believe a lot. So I have to put all my effort right now because we really want to make this become big and to live with that. So right now I'm like managing all the stuff, organizing the website and the new videos and editing the new lessons that will be on our YouTube channel. So that's a really busy period.
Well, I'm so impressed with your new website, by the way. It's fabulous.
It is.
And I just want you to know that I think what you both are doing is great. I'm so happy that you're starting YouTube because that's just going to be one more way that you're going to both go viral. I've said it before. I'm so glad I'm talking to you now before the whole world knows who you are, because then you won't have time for me anymore. I'm just grateful for both of you. I just want you to know that. Now, from last week's episode, Irena, did you notice a bunch of new students reaching out wanting coaching? Like, how was the response from last week's episode?
I mean, we had a huge amount of students. Our email started to ring like all day long. So it was a really good advertising for us. I don't know if you can say that.
Sure, yeah. Of course.
I'm sure that, I mean, a lot of people from your podcast wrote us like, guys, I listened to Nathan podcast and I want to learn Italian with you guys. You and Nathan are so funny. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so great. See, when you put the people with the right kind of energy together, it's just magic happens, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm just so grateful that I get to, this doesn't feel like work to me. This feels like fun. So I'm really looking forward to today's episode. For those of you who don't know what today is, today really is language assessment.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And so I'm going to be getting a language assessment with Vera. She's going to be doing a 30-minute language assessment, exactly the way you do with your regular students.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be taking a lesson, my very first Italian lesson, with Irene. Conversation lesson, practice, basically. Vera, can you just really quickly share with the listeners what are the three courses that you are offering, just so everybody knows kind of what it is that, if they haven't had a chance to visit your website, what are the three courses that you're offering?
Sure. So we have two different levels for group courses. One is the basic one, ABC. So easy to remember, it's the beginner level. And the other one is a little bit more advanced for those who speak a little bit of Italian already. We would say for those who understand language levels A to B1, probably. And well, both courses last 6 weeks. We will start at the end of May, so May 23rd and May 25th. And there will be a maximum of 6 students for each group. So that's really important because we want everyone to have the chance to really talk and practice the language. The basic course, so the course for beginners, will have a little bit more of grammar and basic vocabulary because you need, some of that to start talking. While the more advanced one will be a little bit more about conversation. And then, of course, for those who prefer to study at their own pace, we offer one-on-one coaching. So we can schedule a weekly lesson and just talk or do grammar. And that's the kind of lesson we need the assessment for. So that's what we're going to do right now. It's not me judging you. It's getting to know each other and understanding your needs.
Wow, thank you. That is exactly what I need. And this week, just when I was starting to feel like I had, okay, this is starting to all kind of begin to make sense a little bit. Like, all right, I mean, the verbs, yes, they're complicated. There's the past tense verbs and there's the present. And I didn't even really think about it. But then the teacher introduced a whole new set of like thousands of new verbs, future tense verbs. And I literally was sitting in class and I was so discouraged because I was like, she's like, oh yeah, you just drop an E and then you add this and then you add this. And for this case, you add this for this, this, this. And she starts going down and I'm just sitting there at the back because I sit at the back of the class.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
I sit at the back of the class and I'm just having this little kind of mini meltdown in my brain. I'm like, okay, this is it. I'm just never going to get this language. I'm always going to be like a 2-year-old child with mental incapacities.
No.
And like, I'm never going to like speak like a regular, like fluent Italian. And so this language coaching that we're starting comes at a good time for me because I really did. I mean, I've had a lot of ups and downs as I've shared with my listeners, but this is really coming at a good time because I am feeling particularly discouraged this week about how much I have to learn because I haven't practiced enough.
Yeah.
So we're going to be practicing together, which is so exciting. Yeah. And I think that for my listeners who are not in Italy, which have it, I complain about this, but I live here. I have more opportunities to practice. For someone who doesn't even live in Italy, they don't hardly have anybody to practice with. So the fact that they're able to connect with you and join one of your group classes with six other people, I guess it would be a total of five other people, wouldn't
it? Yeah, right.
And they can practice with each other. I think that's so, so great because even 8 months of Italian school, I still haven't gotten, my confidence level hasn't really gotten to the point that I think it should and could, but I think it's going to be with this new experience I have with you. So
that's our goal. That's what we want to do. We want people to have fun and learn at the same time. And I swear, in the group courses and one-on-one coaches, we won't tell anyone that in Italian there are four different past tenses, two futures, and then the conjunctive and conditionals. We won't say that. So no meltdowns for them.
Well, that's good because that'll save them from experiencing what I experienced this week and what I've been experiencing kind of multiple times. Just when I start to feel like I've got things under control, I realize I have nothing under control. So anyway, I'm thrilled. I'm excited. This is going to be really fun. I can just tell. Before we get into everything, remind me, you just mentioned your boyfriend and I wanted to have you tell me again. Can you just tell me a little bit more about some of your fun hobbies? I know you do some really interesting things besides language, Irene. Tell me about your boyfriend, and then I want to know about the name of the little town. Tell me about the little tiny town you live in. And Vera, I want to have you do the same thing before we jump into the lesson. Maybe I'm stalling, but anyway.
Okay, so I start. Yeah, I have a lot of interests. So I'm an actress, I mean, kind of an actress in the little theater of my, well, not village, but our...
It's the comune.
The municipality of where we are living. And this is one of my big passions because I really like to be on the stage.
And she's good.
I'm sure.
Have fun. I don't know if I'm good, but I have fun. And then I'm a hiking guide. And actually on Sunday, I have a big hike to lead. We are going the south of Tuscany. Yeah. So these are my biggest passions.
Besides language. Oh, amazing. And you have a boyfriend. What's his name?
Salvatore.
Oh my gosh, of course.
Salvatore, he's from Sicily, from Cefalù.
And
we met at university, and this year is our fifth year together.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Incredible. Well, that's so great. Thank you for giving us a little bit of background on who you are. Vera, can you tell me about the little town that you live in and some of the things that you like to do besides language studies and translations?
So we live in a tiny, tiny village called Villa a Sesta. So three words, Villa a Sesta, which is a fraction. So it's not an actual town with a town hall. It's part of Castelnuovo Berardenga. So just saying the names of our city, it's a whole Italian language course.
Yeah.
Anyway... It's amazing, and I moved here 14 years ago with my now husband, Luca, and well, I love it here, and this is my hobby, just staying home. I love being cozy at home and reading and learning languages and talking to you and, you know, these kind of things, and a little bit of traveling when possible, but to less famous destinations because I prefer seeing the people there, meeting the people, instead of visiting big cities and big museums. So that's what I like.
Yeah, you've worked as a tour guide, so you like the less touristy stuff, right?
Exactly. I hate tour guides.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Vera. That's fabulous. Thanks for that quick recap on how you spend your time and about your fabulous little village. Is it a village?
No, we use paese. So you have Paese with a small p, which is a little town, or Paese with a capital letter, and that's a nation, that's a country.
Right, right. Yeah, okay. I recognize that word as for the word for country. Okay, very good. Okay, so Vera, I'm turning everything over to you. I've closed my notes. I'm taking myself out of host mode, and I'm putting myself into student mode now. So here we go. I'm in your hands. You're in charge. You get to tell me what to do from this point on.
Okay, so welcome to Kick a Language 101. Is it correct?
And how are yes, you have a very good podcasting voice. Bravo.
No, I don't. Okay, so from now on, we'll just pretend I don't know you. You're a new student. You reached out and asked for one-on-one coaching sessions, and we get to know each other. Okay, so we just start from there.
Okay.
So, ciao, come stai?
Ciao, come stai? Bene, bene, grazie.
Mm-hmm, molto bene. Parli già un po' di italiano? Capisci quello che dico?
Sì, capito. Sì, mm-hmm. Io ho capito.
Hai capito, molto bene.
Sì.
E da dove vieni?
Io vengo. Mm-hmm. Io vengo, or io vado, I don't know. Io vengo?
Io vengo, that was correct.
Okay, io vengo... California.
Dalla California, perfetto.
Dalla California, esatto.
Quindi parli inglese. Tu parli inglese?
Sì, solo. Okay. Parlo solo inglese.
Inglese e un po', poco di italiano.
È vero, esatto.
Ok. Allora, se non capisci, parlo io in inglese. If you don't understand... I'll speak English. Okay.
Ok, perfetto. Grazie.
Prego, molto bene. Vieni dalla California e dove vivi?
Io vivo in Veneto, mm-hmm. in un piccolo città che chiama Cognano.
Ok. E da quanto tempo vivi in Italia?
Io vivo in Italia per un anno e mezzo.
Vivi in Italia da un anno e mezzo. Da esatto. Un anno e mezzo.
Da, vero.
E ti piace vivere in Italia?
Sì, mi piace. Italia è un bel paese.
Sì.
Mi piace le persone, il cibo, mi piace l'architettura.
L'architettura?
Mm-hmm. Sì, storia. Sì. Mm-hmm. Storia, e sì, tutto, mi piace tutte di Italia. Sì,
molto
sì.
Bene. E perché vuoi imparare l'italiano?
Perché io desidero parlare italiano perché la lingua è bella.
Molto bella.
È molto importante per me perché io vivo qui.
Mm-hmm.
anche io... sposato con un italiano.
Sei sposato con un italiano. Sei sposato.
Sì.
Bellissimo. E come si chiama tuo marito?
Lui è Alessandro.
Mm-hmm.
Chiama Alessandro.
Lui si chiama Alessandro.
Esatto.
E quanti anni ha Alessandro? Si può dire...
Alessandro hai 37 anni.
37. Uh-huh. Tu studi già italiano a scuola?
Sì, per 8 mesi.
Da 8 mesi?
Sì.
Da 8 mesi?
Sì. Sì, italiano A1 è Ora a due.
A due. Complimenti, bravo.
Grazie. Sì, mi piace l'insegnante. Lei è brava, però lei è insegnante molto, molto grammatica. Mm-hmm. Per me, inglese, poco grammatica per lingua inglese.
Okay.
Anche io pratico con parlo italiano.
Hai bisogno di parlare
mm-hmm. italiano.
Hai bisogno di fare esercizio. Esercizio.
Giusto, sì.
Molto bene, sì. Mm-hmm. E hai degli amici in Italia con cui parlare italiano?
Uno o due, però non in questa città. E non in Veneto.
Nessuno in Veneto?
Nessuno.
Che peccato. E in quale città vivono i tuoi amici?
In Amalfi.
Amalfi. Vivono a Amalfi.
Sì, io ho un'amica in Amalfi e in una piccola città in Campania.
Mm-hmm.
Il nome è Finocchietto.
Mm. Quindi hai un'amica,
sì,
che abita in un paesino, un piccolo paese della Campania che si chiama Finocchietto. Ok, non lo conosco. Dopo lo so.
No, sì, molto molto piccolo. Sì, Simonetta,
la tua. Ciao Simonetta.
Esatto.
Come in televisione. Hai visitato tante regioni d'Italia, tanti paesi e tante città in Italia. Dove sei stato?
Dove sei stato? Where have you visited?
Mm-hmm. Hai visitato delle città italiane?
Sì, molti, no, non tutte. Non tutte le regioni.
Mm-hmm. Non tutte le regioni.
Esatto, però Abruzzo, Apulia, Campania, Umbria, Veneto,
okay.
Lombardi.
Vivi in Veneto, sei stato in Lombardia, in Puglia, in Umbria, giusto?
In. Capito? Sì. Yeah. I need to, I'm breaking away from Italian for just a minute. That's definitely, as you can hear, I need some help using those. What are those called?
Those are called prepositions.
Prepositions, yeah. They're not articles, they're prepositions.
Prepositions, we have 9 of them. And, well, 9 in the simple form, and then you can add the articles to them. So that's why they sound so different. You said, I'm from California. In Italian, vengo dalla California. I'm from the States. Vengo dagli Stati Uniti.
Because it's multiple.
Because it's multiple and masculine. But this is not the way, I mean, it's good that you know that it's masculine and plural. But the best thing for basic levels is to listen. Dalla California, dagli Stati Uniti. Don't ask yourselves too many questions or you will have a meltdown. I heard that can happen sometimes in Italian schools and one-on-one coaching.
Exactly. Yeah, it happens. It happens occasionally. I can tell you that happens. Okay, great.
Balance, okay, between what you learn sort of by heart. I'm in Dalla, California. Mm-hmm. And the things that you need to understand so that you can find a pattern and do that
again. Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Because yeah.
Otherwise, if you try to understand every single grammar rule from the very beginning, you just give up.
Yeah, and you know what? You just explained very well the despair that I've started to feel a little bit, because I'm like, I cannot expect myself to go about everything I'm doing here in Italy, which is a lot. I'm pretty busy during the week, and then I have to put the weight of having to memorize so many different grammar rules. I don't know that it would help me any more than this kind of practice we're doing right now.
Exactly. I absolutely agree. And I have a lot of tricks to learn languages because, as you know, I've studied some of them. And, you know, it could be that there's a song you like and just learn it and sing it while you're showering, or you watch even a stupid commercial, but you say it out loud. So you get into the rhythm and then the words are right there. Maybe in that commercial, there's a preposizione articolata, so the prepositions with the article. You don't know that it's a preposizione articolata, but you know that before the word, that word, you need that preposition, and it sticks into your brain and it stays there. Like when you learn your first language when you're a baby, that's how it works. Like you repeat little chunks of sentences that you hear, and then you can do it yourself.
Great. That makes me feel better. Thank you for explaining that. And that's great.
And I must say, I'm very disappointed because you said you couldn't speak any Italian, that you're really, really bad. But have you heard? You understood everything I asked you. You replied perfectly. I mean, I understood everything you said. So why are you saying you don't speak Italian yet? You do.
I think it's because I've practiced so little spoken Italian that I don't have, and I feel like because I've studied so much grammar and so many ways to say things, in my mind, when I'm trying to put together a sentence in my head, I literally can picture the chalkboard in the classroom with about 17,000 different versions of every verb up there and the way that everything's supposed to go together. And I'm like, I know I'm saying the wrong things. I don't remember the right version. I'm just going to say a version. I know that they'll probably understand what I'm trying to say, but I still probably sound like a complete moron.
No. First of all, you don't sound like a moron. Not at all. You sound like a foreigner doing an effort, you know?
Okay.
And that's something we all appreciate, right? So that's fantastic. And if I may give you a little suggestion, try to cancel that chalkboard from your mind, just erase everything that is in there. And you've been living here for, anzi, vivi in Italia da un anno e mezzo, for a year and a half. So you've noticed that we move our hands a lot when we talk. We move our whole body to explain things. That's why we offer video lessons. That's very important. And trying to do the same. One little mistake, but you corrected yourself, so that was good. You confused to come with to go, vengo and vado, because now I can understand that you had the chalkboard with all the irregular verbs right there, and you were trying to pick which one is go and which one is come.
Right.
Now, when you learn a new word, you don't have to have the translation in your head, because oftentimes it's not just a single translation, so you can't do that all the time. Have a movement, have an image in your mouth. So for example, andare, you do like this. I'm moving my hand for listeners. So like, go away, vai, vai, vado, andiamo. That's to go. While to come, you move your hands toward yourself. Come here, vieni.
Oh, wow.
And if you do like that, when you study your vocabulary and your verbs, that helps a lot. Just picture a scene. Mangiare, you have to see in your brain a big fat man eating pasta al pesto.
Okay. that's actually very helpful because I'm a very, very visual person. You know, I'm a designer.
Yeah.
And so if I can start adding some hand movements in, that will actually connect more parts of my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something I will start incorporating. I've never even heard that mentioned in any language classes I've taken in my lifetime. You know, Spanish or French, no one has ever mentioned that to me. So that right there, I feel like is huge.
I know. It's my little trick that I'm sharing with you.
It's a very good one. Thank you. I love it.
And also it makes you save time. You know, the brain works really, really fast. I don't know, tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of a second. But if you have to think of a word in your native language, okay, and then think of the translation in Italian, it takes quite a long time for your brain to process that information, even if you're very fluent in your target language. If you have just the image, you skip a passage because your thoughts are nothing but the images you see around you or that are already in your mind that you're taking up from your brain. So skip one of the steps. From the image you already have in your brain for that word, that verb, that situation, skip the English for in your case, because that's your native language, and just connect the image to the Italian word. And I'm still moving my hand and clapping my hand.
Yeah, I see that. Okay, well, you're telling me to do that, but how can you explain a little deeper how you might do that? So you're saying picture the big fat man eating. So are you saying to start associating pictures with things?
Yes, I am. Pictures or situations or anything. And, you know, you mentioned a whole chart, a whole list of verbs, okay?
Right.
I have to study in English, German, Dutch, whatever, such a list, I would give up right away. It's so boring and so useless, but then you get confused. So what I usually do is, okay, I have the verb leggere, which is, you know,
read.
To read.
Perfect. Yep.
And in my mind, I picture a girl reading, lei legge, a boy reading, lui legge. Okay, just this kind of images. And
Loro leggono.
That's the correct pronunciation. Exactly. And you picture all of your fellow Italian students right there reading an Italian book.
Okay. That's really interesting too. So I need to start associating. You're saying choose a specific image for each verb and like try to keep that verb. So when I picture, let's say drive, guidare.
Yeah.
So when I think about io guido, vero?
Yes.
I drive or lui guida.
Yes.
Le guida. Okay. So I need to picture like we have a little tiny red Peugeot. See, I have a little red one. So I'll always picture like that car is kind of what I would picture. I would like picture a woman driving, or I would picture multiple people driving or whatever. Right. So you're saying associate something that's a strong image, a memorable image in my mind with whatever that verb is. Okay.
Exactly. And you picked the right verb because now I can explain you another thing. You just said, okay, I'm thinking of the verb drive, but in Italian and in English, we don't use it the same way. We have guidare, which is to drive, you're correct. But guidare it's just to say guido bene, guido male, so guidare, I can drive. We don't use it to say andare in macchina. Io vado a lavorare in macchina. We never say I drive to work. We say I go to work by car. So that's when I said you have to picture a situation. You have to picture yourself driving to the supermarket. And in Italian, you don't have to think of guidare, but just going by car, andare in macchina. So that's a little bit trickier, but I'm glad you chose this example. So it's your fault, not mine. I was sticking to this stuff.
Okay, so io vado a scuola di italiano in macchina.
Esatto.
O, per esempio, io vado a scuola di italiano in piedi.
Attenzione, in piedi significa non seduto. Adesso sono seduta, adesso sono in piedi.
Ok, aspetta. A piedi?
Sì, a piedi means to walk somewhere.
Grazie. Okay. Wow. I remember now that being discussed in Italian school, and she was talking about the differences. I just couldn't remember which way was which. So in piedi just means stand.
Stand up when you say that. You're sitting.
Stand up.
I can see you. Stand up.
You want me to stand up right now?
No.
Okay.
You stand up and you say, sono in piedi.
Sono in piedi.
Mm-hmm.
Sono sedia.
Seduto. Sono seduto.
Sono seduto. Mm-hmm. Sono seduto. Perché sono seduto, non sedia?
Sedia? Sedia è il mobile. Sedia è l'oggetto. Sedia.
Ah, ok. Mobili. Mm-hmm.
Tu sei seduto.
Well, Irena, I'm very, very excited about our first conversational class together. And you chose a topic for today.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start. I know that at the end of every episode, you are used to read a part of a book. Yeah?
Yep. Yep.
Would you like to talk to me to tell me which book is it? In Italian, of course, if you like it and stuff. So I'm asking that in Italian, okay?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, quindi, io so che alla fine di ogni episodio del tuo podcast leggi una parte di un libro, un testo di un libro.
Sì.
Quale libro è?
Il libro è L'Alchimista.
Okay.
How do you say written by or by Paulo Coelho?
Di oppure scritto da?
Scritto da, written by, or di, by Paulo Coelho.
Esattamente. Quindi leggi L'Alchimista scritto da Paulo Coelho.
Okay. Sì. Questo è il libro.
Questo è il libro. E ti piace?
Sì, mi piace. Mi piace per 15 anni mi piace. Io, come si dice? How do you say discovered? Come si dice discovered?
Scoprire. L'ho scoperto 15 anni fa.
Ok. Ho coperto questo libro.
Pay attention. If you say coperto, you mean covered.
Sì, esatto. Okay. So I need to say, okay, let me try to say that correctly. Ho scoperto questo libro 15 anni fa.
Okay.
I discovered this book 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you had a question you were going to ask me.
How did you discover that book? Come l'hai scoperto? Chi ti ha parlato di questo libro?
I think you asked me who told me about the book.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. How did I find the book and who told me about the book? Io scoperto questo libro perché un amico gave.
Un amico me lo ha dato. Me lo ha dato. Scusa. Me lo ha prestato.
Me lo ha prestato
Yeah.
Or how would I say a friend of mine introduced me to that book?
Okay. Un mio amico me ne ha parlato.
Un mio amico me ne ha parlato.
Mi ha parlato libro? Di questo libro. Un mio amico mi ha parlato di questo libro.
Ok. Mio amico. Mio amico ha parlato questo libro.
Un mio amico mi ha parlato di questo libro.
Un mio amico ha parlato di questo libro.
Ok. E tu lo hai comprato? Did you buy it or?
I listened. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you how, and then you'll tell me how to say
it. Yeah.
I listened to the book first, the audio version of the book first, before I bought the book.
Okay.
We were on a trip together, and he said, "Oh, I think you're going to like this book." So he played it in the car while we were driving.
Okay, quindi tu e questo tuo amico stavate facendo un viaggio insieme e questo tuo amico ti ha parlato del libro L'Alchimista e ti ha detto, esatto, credo che potrebbe piacerti. I think you will like that book.
Okay. Sì.
E ti ha fatto ascoltare l'audiolibro.
Esatto.
Sì. Ok, quindi prima ancora di leggerlo, tu lo hai ascoltato.
Esatto, io ascolto mm-hmm. questo libro prima.
Ho ascoltato questo libro prima.
Prima, ok. Io ho ascoltato questo libro prima a leggere il come si dice?
Leggerlo, perché libro, la parola libro l'hai già utilizzata. Quindi io ho ascoltato questo libro prima di leggerlo.
Di leggerlo. Now that's some kind of a strange...
Yeah.
Because the word libro, then we have to say leggero.
Leggerlo, yeah, the pronoun.
Leggerlo.
Yeah, esatto.
Oh, Lord. Okay, all right.
The same in English, because if you say, so I listened to the book before to read it. So leggerlo, yeah. The lo, it's like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, got it. Okay, so, okay. See, now let me see if I can think of something else to tell you about the book, or you can ask me something.
Yeah,
in Italian.
I wanted to ask you. So you already knew the story, and are you enjoying it in Italian? Ti ricordavi tutto o hai scoperto qualcosa di nuovo? So did you remember everything about that book, or have you discovered something new?
Sì, una bella domanda.
Okay. Okay.
You got another question for me?
Vai. Dopo.
Okay. No, è una bella domanda perché io... How do you say I chose?
Ho scelto.
Say that again.
Ho scelto.
Ho scelto questo libro
mm-hmm.
legge in Italia.
Ok, wait a minute. Ho scelto di leggere questo libro. Pay attention to the double G. In that case, it's soft G. Ho scelto di leggere, not leggere. Ho scelto di leggere questo libro.
Ho scelto di leggere questo libro perché io, in inglese, io leggo?
Sì, leggo.
Io ho letto.
Bravo, ho letto.
Io ho letto in the past tense. Yeah. Io ho letto questo libro.
The cat is calling.
It's totally fine. So, io ho letto questo libro molti, molti, molti cose.
Okay, what do you want to say?
Volte.
Okay, scusa. Volte. Ho letto questo libro molte, molte volte. Volte è femminile. Quindi devi dire molte, non molti, molti volte. That's a typical error of American people. Molti, molti volte.
Great to know. I'm just a typical American. Yeah. Okay, let's see if I can say that correctly. Okay. Io ho letto questo libro molte volte.
Bravissimo.
Okay, molte volte. So in other words, I read the book many, many times in English because I knew what was in the book generally, because I knew the story pretty well. I thought that would be a good choice of a book to read in Italian because I would kind of already know what the book was about.
Ok, giusto, molto, molto, molto furbo. Sei stato molto furbo perché tu sapevi già molto bene di cosa parlava il libro, di cosa parlasse il libro. Quindi hai pensato che fosse una buona idea leggerlo in italiano, perché conoscendo già la storia sarebbe stato più semplice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sì. Ed è così.
And that così.
Okay.
And then?
Yeah, and then it's easier for then, you to read it in Italian because you already know the plot.
Sì, esatto. Just one second. Can you wait just one second?
Yeah.
This is my little brother calling about my mother's Mother's Day gift.
Ooh.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Nathan.
What's up?
I went well. I've got it open this morning. Right before the landscaper came and he planted it real quick.
Oh, amazing. So mom saw it. Mom knows that it came from you.
Yep.
Okay.
And I put a bow on, had a nice bow on it. And I told her, I didn't take a card, but I told her all who it's from, so.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much, Jason.
I think it was a good operation.
You did great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Just checking in.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
No,
okay. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry. Okay. I've been trying to get a hold of him all day. We figured that out. Sorry to do that right then in the middle of the lesson, but okay. Okay. So the book, you were telling me that it was a good idea because I knew the story. Yes.
Ok. Tu sei un gran lettore? Leggi molti libri?
Sì, io leggo molti libri. Uno o due libri per settimana.
A settimana. Le preposizioni. Uno o due libri a settimana. Accidenti! Sei un super lettore! Sei velocissimo a leggere. Are you really
sì.
Fast reading?
No, no veloce. Mm-hmm. Io non leggo veloce, però...
Leggo veloce.
Dio mio. Io non leggo veloce, però mi piace libri, piace molto. Mi piace molto
leggere. Sì.
Sì, mi piace molto leggere. Mi piace leggere molto.
Mi piace leggere molto. Mi piace molto leggere in questo caso.
Mi piace molto leggere. Ok.
Ok. E posso farti una domanda?
Sì.
Vedo dietro di te un dipinto. I see behind you a paint, a draw.
Oh, sì, 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 okay. Sì.
L'hai fatto tu quel dipinto?
Sì. Sì, 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 sì. Sì, no, 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 non è bella, però sì, sì, io ho fatto.
Oh, e non è vero, è molto bello.
Limone.
Il limone però, di Sorrento.
Sì, però non finisce.
Non è finito, ok? E c'è anche un parco famoso.
C'è il anche parco. Un parco famoso chiamato Floridiana chiamato Parco Floridiana anche le funicoli,
sì,
vero?
Sì, sì? C'è la funicolare che ti porta...
Funicolare. I always get that messed up because of that song.
Oh, yeah.
Funicolare.
Sì.
Vero? Ok. Sì. No, mi piace...
Dimmi, mi piace.
Sì, mi piace... Napoli per... how do you say the same? For the same reasons that you do.
Ok, mi piace Napoli per le stesse ragioni.
Oddio, per le stesse
ragioni.
Oh wow, okay. Ragioni. Now that is something I have not heard before.
No.
So that's reasons. That's the word for reasons. Ragioni.
And I'm writing.
That's so nice that you can chat and write the words so I can see them too while we're talking.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about using Zoom, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very helpful.
I like it. Every time during my lessons, I used to type the words that the people, my scholars are
students, huh?
My students, yeah, are saying in a wrong way, so
yeah,
can remember all of them and then we can talk about all the words.
So that's good. That's very helpful. Thank you so much, Irene, for that conversational class, and thanks for your patience, because it was definitely a different experience talking to each of you, but I really enjoyed both of the experiences. And I actually like the way both of you approach it a little bit differently. And so it's kind of a nice balance. So thanks for our first lesson. And I'm really looking forward to our next lesson. And thanks for your patience.
Thank you. Grazie a te.
Grazie mille. Thank you to both of you again for coming back for another episode. This has been really, really great. You've literally, just in the course of this time together, you've given me hope that I can speak Italian sometime in the future. And I'm feeling really, really, really good about it. So anyway, thank you both for your patience and your amazing language skills. I'm just really, really fortunate to be able to spend this time coaching and being coached by you in Italian.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us and for being such a great student.
Well, that's amazing. Okay, well, before we say goodbye today, let's talk about what you would like to share with the listeners of this podcast that you're only going to share with them. And you have a couple of different exciting things you want to talk about. Would you like to share what that is, or you want me to talk? I'm going to let you talk about it, Vera.
It's a big sorpresa that we want to give to your listeners, because they already reached out to us after the first episode with the two of us. So we are really, really grateful for the affection they showed us. And so we decided to give out for free for the first 12 people who reach out to you a free course, a 3-week course. We will have a beginner level with 6 spots available and a more advanced level with another 6 spots. And that's the first surprise. And I think you should be the one telling the second surprise.
So there are going to be 6 spaces in this sort of mini class that we're going to be meeting once a week, and it's going to be on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be 6 additional spots, but I'm going to be in that class with the listeners, with the people who sign up, but also with one of you, and you're going to be taking turns on those classes. So we're going to be able to have those classes with both of you.
Exactly.
That is going to be so much fun, because not only are we going to be able to practice with each other and some of these people that I've gotten to know over the last year and a half that I've come to feel like they're my family and that you're going to come to know and love, but we're going to be able to have a visual connection too, because of this Zoom. The nature of the Zoom is that we are able to see each other and talk, and it's going to be very special. Okay. So these classes that you're offering, these 2 classes, an advanced and a beginner course, that we've got a total of 12 spots available. Those are going to start on May
21st.
May 21st. And we are going to be scheduling them at a time that if you're in Europe or if you are in the United States, it'll probably be, if you're in Europe, it's going to be an evening class. If you're in the United States, it's going to be about a midday class. It's going to be on Saturday, so it's going to be a weekend. Hopefully that'll be convenient for people. Those of you who sign up, just so you know, it will work for you if you are in Europe or the United States or Canada. If you're in other countries, the time zones might not work out quite as conveniently, but there are 3 steps that you need to be able to get access or to be able to basically be entered to be chosen for this kind of 12 spots. First thing you need to do is you need to go to kikelanguage.com. You can either find them through my website on the Learn Italian page of my website, imovingtoitaly.com, and all the links are there. So, and then you also need to follow Kike Language on Instagram. So go to, all the links again are on that page of my website, or you can go to www.kikelanguage.com. That's C-H-I-C-C-H-E language.com. And the final thing you have to do is leave a review for the podcast. So do those 3 things. If you've already left a review for the podcast, all you have to do is go to kikelanguage.com, leave them a message. You're going to be able to believe you have something set up on your website that allows people to automatically leave their email address when you visit the site. So that's, so they'll be able to do that. They can write a little message to you, let you know that they're interested in one of those 12 spots. They have to follow your Instagram page, and then they have to leave a 5-star review for the podcast. Okay, well, thank you. That is so exciting. I'm looking forward to being in that class with the listeners, and I'm excited to see who ends up getting chosen, because it's kind of a first come, first serve basis. If you check off those 3 things, if you send a message, go to Kike Language, share your email address with them, write them a message, let them know you're interested in one of those spots. If you follow Kike on Instagram at Kikegram, or if you go to leave a 5-star review at either Apple or Spotify for the podcast, that enters you into one of those 12 spots. I'm looking forward to sharing the next 3 weeks, starting at the end of May, with 12 of you lucky listeners that get to have an experience in one of these conversational group classes. Thank you to both of you for coming back for another episode. You've made my day. Thank you. Yeah. You've made my day. You've filled me with confidence. And I know that our listeners are going to really, really enjoy spending this time with you. So thank you.
And we are looking forward to meet the 12 lucky listeners.
Yeah.
Our courses in a few weeks.
That is going to be so great. I'm looking forward to it. Lots of laughs and lots of good times ahead. Well, okay. I don't want to take up any more of your time. I know you're trying to get that book finished, translated, and Irena, you're probably trying to get some sleep.
Yeah.
Because you're tired, I know. But thanks again. Yeah. And I look forward to more coaching, one-on-one coaching with you, and having you pop into little moments throughout future episodes in my surrounding sounds. And you're going to be regulars on the show. So I'm really looking forward to continuing to share time together. And I'm also really looking forward to that visit to Tuscany.
Yeah. We can't wait to have you here.
Per favore, quest'estate, vieni, venite.
Exactly. We're going to have a great time. Well, thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Buonasera and grazie mille.
Ciao, a presto.
Ciao, saluto Alessandro.
Ciao, ciao, ciao. Alessandro. Come and say hello real quick to my new best friends.
Sì.
He's mad at us because he's hungry now.
No, he's not. He's a Napolitano. He loves to eat late.
Yeah, but still.
Hi.
Got to come down a little bit.
Hi. Ciao.
Ciao.
Piacere di conoscervi. Ho sentito molto parlare di voi.
Anche noi di te.
Il carabinieri.
Isn't it nice to talk to somebody that really knows how to speak Italian?
Vabbè, ma per lui è facile.
Sì, no, ma anche con lui. Scusate, no, anche con lui cerco appunto di parlare sia in inglese che in italiano frequentemente, no? E quindi è sempre
un problema. È più bravo di quanto non pensi, si butta giù, ma in realtà parla.
Esatto.
No, appunto appassionato di quello che fa e più che altro che ho conosciuto voi e so quanto è importante per lui, quindi mi fa piacere, non ci sono assolutamente problemi.
And we're going to go visit them. I'm sorry, we're going to talk about, we're going to talk in English for one second.
Okay.
We're going to go visit them in Tuscany.
Okay.
Dove?
Luca.
Ah,
Luca.
Che Alessandro ci ha chiesto di Luca nella prima, nella puntata.
Nathan. Alessandro e l'altro.
Amazing. Okay, well, thank you again. This was so great.
È stato un piacere conoscervi.
Buon appetito, allora.
Buonasera.
Okay. Buonasera. Anche voi, buona serata e buonanotte.
Ciao.
I just had such a fun time this week studying Italian, and the things that I studied and discussed and the conversations we have, they've already embedded themselves into my mind in a way that didn't happen in Italian school or when I was doing Duolingo online. So I was really grateful that I was able to get that one-on-one coaching with them this week. And how exciting that they are offering two short mini classes, a beginner class for conversation, a beginner, and then more an advanced class of conversation. And I'm going to be in those classes with you. Remember, you have to do those three things. You have to visit their website, kikelanguage.com, leave your email for them, let them know that you're following them on Instagram and that you have written a 5-star review, hopefully, for the podcast. And that will automatically sign you up to be one of those lucky 12 who are going to be in either the advanced class or the more beginner class. I'm going to be in both of them with you. I'm super excited to be meeting some of you that I've been talking to for the last year and a half. And I get to be able to be in a class studying Italian with you, whether you're planning a move to Italy, whether you're planning a trip to Italy, whether you just want to brush up on your Italian. How fantastic that. And how generous of Vera and Irena to offer just to you as a listener of this podcast the opportunity to have a 3-week free
language coaching course and that I get to share with you. How fun is that? So again, I am not going to take the time this week to read from The Alchemist. We're going to have to come back to that next week because I just keep running out of time, but that's okay. I might even incorporate that next week into my language coaching session that I have with Vera or Irene. So we'll have to see. All right, before I get into today's surrounding sounds, I'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, ExpressVPN. Now, I've been sharing with you about ExpressVPN for a while now, and I've been using them for almost 2 years now and love their service. So I've shared with you that you can make free calls and text messages while you're in Italy without having to update your phone plan. I've shared with you about you get protected from scams and identity theft. I've shared with you, you get to use it for your, you know, your online streaming services. And I'm going to share with you a new thing today that you can get for free when you are signing up for ExpressVPN. Remember, you get 3 months for free just because you're a listener of this podcast. So make sure you go to my website, imovingtoitaly.com, and check out the VPN page. There's all the links there so that you get, make sure you get the 3 months for free when you sign up for their 1 year package. But okay, I'm going to share with you one other thing that I've recently discovered that you can get for free when you have ExpressVPN. And I recently was talking to my wonderful listener, Tom, from Boston. He has purchased ExpressVPN and he was wanting to use it to watch Eurovision, which is a European music festival, but you can't really access that in the United States. And so one of the things that you can do if you have ExpressVPN is you're able to set your VPN to Italy. So making your phone or your computer, your laptop, whatever, believe that it is in Italy. Go to raiplay.it. That's raiplay.it. And then you are able to sign up for a free account at Rai Play, and you are able to watch music festivals, Italian news, thousands and thousands of Italian TV shows and films. It's just a fantastic benefit. It's just one more wonderful reason why you should definitely get ExpressVPN. So thanks again to them for being a wonderful sponsor of our show, and make sure you check them out. And thank you, Tom, for reaching out again. It's always good to hear from you. Thank you, Tom, for reaching out and asking that question about the VPN service and how you can watch Eurovision. Okay, that brings us to our surrounding sounds for this week's episode. And I have the sound of a birthday party here in Italy. Alessandro's cousin, yes, the same cousin who we had the incident with the dog, their son has turned one, and his name is Liam. He is absolutely adorable. By the way, the dog no longer lives with them, I'm happy to say. The dog has moved on to greener pastures, and so the dog is not terrorizing anyone anymore, and so I'm very happy to announce that. So it's also made being at their house and being at this party very, very enjoyable, because I wasn't spending the whole time, you know, anxiously looking around the corner to see if the dog was coming for us. It was a really fun Italian party filled with a lot of people I'd never met before, and Italy is just beginning to feel so much more open, and going to a party and meeting new people is kind of what I expected to do when I was in Italy, but I haven't really experienced that for the last almost 2 years here. And so anyway, it was great. I've got some clips from Liam's 1 year birthday party, so enjoy those, and I will be back afterwards to say goodbye.
Io potrei anche farla accadere, però no.
Infatti, non guardiamo le tue mani.
Sempre.
C'ho una bellissima sprint.
Quello che poi faccio.
Come si apre?
Ma sì. Ne ho molto le tue mani, sono stesso.
Sì, sì. Senti come la vuole?
Sì, sì,
online.
Ti però. Sono la vostra, c'ho sonno.
Un'altra birra?
Qua? No, sono qua.
Ui. Basta avere te.
Basta
bene.
Wow.
Sei una mega.
Giuseppe.
Wow, bravissimo.
Bravo Giuseppe.
Amore, fai una foto con mio
figlio. I colori mi piacciono. I colori mi piacciono. I colori sono belli. Anche lì a l'italiano non ha una versione.
È Guglielmo.
Sì. Guglielmo. Auguri Guglielmo.
Che carino, amore.
Guglielmo. Guglielmo. Guglielmo.
Madonna,
dove
che bello!
A me piace!
Ci facciamo tutti insieme!
Questo
strano!
Strano!
Ma l'hai detto!
Questo può succedere un bel cane!
Immagina! Io volevo, siccome questi
vuoi le candeline?
No, Diego!
Io come Diego?
Ma io ho detto, Diego, prendiamo la candelina, non ce l'ha dato.
Quante ne volevi?
Ah, che carina questa qua.
Ehi, ne volevi?
Tu l'hai presa, vero?
Le vostre, no.
Vedi che ci pensa.
Ma dove le prendi qua?
In farmacia.
No, aspetta, facciamo vedere la
farmacia. Chi è la farmacia? La macelleria.
Le luci, le canzoni.
Prima faccio la foto con Liam, io voglio fare la foto. Sì, lo so, lo sai, infatti.
Fate le foto,
se facciamo tipo così
ti siedi là,
eh sì, esatto, mettiamo i palloncini qua
però più
più come no, però se faccio, se sono qua tu mi fai la foto da qui, sì. Altrimenti capito?
Due ore a foto
quello lì.
Ora
prendi il cellulare un attimo. Non lo so.
C'è uno squillo.
Io qua.
Tanti
auguri a te. Tanti auguri a te. Tanti auguri a te. Tanti auguri a te.
I hope you enjoyed those sounds from this week in Italy. Thank you so much for coming back and sharing this episode with me. Make sure, if you're interested in those language coaching classes or just signing up for language coaching, make sure you go to chicelanguage.com. That's C-H-I-C-C-H-E language.com. Check out their website and make sure you're following them on Instagram. And of course, make sure you leave a 5-star review on the podcast if you're enjoying it. I really, really appreciate that. Thanks again to Vera and Irena for coming back for a second episode. It is such a pleasure spending time with them. I feel so blessed and fortunate to have them as part of our listening family and to be able to call them my friends. I feel the richer for it. So anyway, thank you for coming back and sharing another episode with me. I'm so excited to hear what products you like the most on the new All Roads Lead to Italy shop. So don't forget, you can go to allroadsleadtoitaly.com. I'm really excited to share that in the future, I'm also going to be adding a section to this store of pieces of art that I find here in Italy that I feel like are reasonably priced that you might like to purchase for your home. And that might include sculpture pieces, that might include paintings or beautiful prints or pieces of antique ceramic pottery. Whatever it is, I'm going to find a little collection because I love to shop here in Italy, but I don't really have spaces for everything yet. So how fun to be able to curate a little online shop of beautiful items, antiques, and pieces of artwork that I will be able to sell directly to you at a reasonable price, and you'll have a little piece of Italy with you in your home that was hand-selected by me. So anyway, I am excited in the future when that part of the site and the shop are available. I will let you know that's coming. I'm in the process right now of curating a little collection of items that I'm going to be selling that are personal items. These are not merchandise items that are printed on demand. These are items that I'm going to be hand selecting and then shipping to you from a private delivery service here in Italy. So anyway, next week maybe will be the week that I share that with you. I'm not sure exactly when that part of the website is going to be up and running, but I will keep you informed and let you know as soon as it's ready. So thank you to all of you for coming back and sharing another episode with me. I am so grateful to share this time with you every week. And wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice, I hope you are healthy and well. And until next week, take care. God bless. Ciao, ciao, ciao.